The confirmation comes just days after the government announced a €10 million fund for both airports in the budget and follows repeated threats from Ryanair to close the two bases. The airline is reducing its winter schedule from November to March, with boss Michael O'Leary warning they may have to reduce capacity even further if travel restrictions continue. He also said they deeply regret the cuts, which they say have been forced upon them by government mismanagement of EU air travel. In addition to the winter closure of the bases in Cork, Shannon and Toulouse, Ryanair has announced significant base cuts in Belgium, Germany, Spain, Portugal and Vienna. Cork Chambers say the move by Ryanair raises very real concerns regarding the ability of Cork Airport to avoid closure without further financial support from the government. Cork Airport directly and indirectly supports 12,000 jobs in the region and generated over €900 million for the Irish economy last year. Passenger traffic at the airport has fallen by 91% since the start of the pandemic, resulting in a predicted loss of over €20 million. Once the country's fastest growing airport, just 600,000 passengers will travel through the terminal this year, compared to an estimate of over 2.6 million before the pandemic. Jamie O'Hara, Red FM News.